done through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. I greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Happy New Year. Praise the Lord. Bwana Yesu asifiwe. For those who are new to me, I'm Cyrus Washira Kimani. The Lord is my Savior this far. He has brought me. Not that I know the way, but it's just because of His mercy and grace that He has led me this much. Thank God for giving us another year to continue worshiping Him and serving Him, not only here at St. Andrews, but wherever He will send us this year. I bring greetings from my wife and family. They are not with me this morning here because they are serving at the PCA Kereleshwa, our baby congregation. I also bring greetings from Kereleshwa elders. You know that I am here this morning with a few members. Where you are, greetings, receive them. Greetings of the new year. Praise the Lord. We have a wonderful topic this morning, covenant renewal. This sermon is a response of many questions and concerns that some of you members have raised. Some of you have been bold enough to ask me a few questions about covenant renewal. The most recent one is that before the end of the year, where somebody was very concerned, what is it all about? Why do we come to do covenant to the new? And that person was very scared. And commented that some people are missing this covenant to the new service because they don't know what it is all about. Wataki kujifunga na mambo hawaelewi. Wanataka kuelewa kwanza. Lakini nawaambia leo kitaeleweka. You will be able to know what is covenant renewal. So listen very carefully. Along the way you will get your answer. If you not get an answer, then face me outside and ask me. And I will explain it better, one on one. Our texts have been learned very well, Joshua chapter 24, and also Hebrews chapter 8. There are many other passages in the Bible, both in the New Testament, which we can refer to, but allow me to use these two because they are almost direct to the topic. Covenant renewal is a fresh start. So it's starting it again. It's doing it again. Is you know, a covenant is a binding agreement. It's a contract, and I have explained there in that program that it is it's a contract. It's a binding agreement. It's a promise. It's like a pledge. We find this in the old ancient world. In the ancient world, in the high-tech communities in the Middle East, and what we refer in history as the Israelitic covenants. Those covenants that the kings, the ancient kings, were making covenants with their subjects, because probably of the goodies that they were giving to the people, the good that they were doing, and then the subject would recommit their lives again towards those leaders. Exchanging of pledges. Or when they are trying to make peace with other kings, making a kind of a handshake, as we are experiencing in Kenya. Therefore, these things of do so that to settle certain disputes or making certain agreements is a rival activity and is found in the human history. As far as you can relate in the human history, covenants have been there. And we always do it, even in our day-to-day lives. For example, when you are buying a land, buying a plot and selling, you always do agreements. You go to a lawyer and you write something. You commit yourself that I will do this and you will do this. That is an equal basis. In the three types of covenants that have been revealed in the Old Testament, one is where we have a two-sided covenant. A covenant being done by two people who are on equal terms. As I have said, doing a peace agreement or settling a political alliance and all that, we are all there. And this one can also be related to marriage agreements, covenants that we do, wives and husbands. When there is a one-sided covenant, which is imposed by the superior party comes with terms and conditions and references and imposes that to the junior person. And this one we can bring in the idea of God and Adam in the Garden of Eden, where God commands humanity to obey or face punishment. Then the bad one is where God's self-imposed obligation for the reconciliation of sinners to himself. Where God comes and himself brings in some conditions on himself so as to reconcile sinners. This is not an agreement on equal terms, or is not a commanding where there is rewards and punishment, but it is himself pledging to the humanity, just as we read in Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1 and following, where he is making a strong covenant with Abraham and telling him, I will make you a father of a great nation. He is committing himself to that. Abraham has no business with it. It is God himself who is imposing himself to it, saying, I will make you. And conditionally, I will make you a father of a great nation. And continue to say, those who will bless you, I will also bless. Those who will curse you, I will also curse them. And so many things that God is saying. Even in Genesis chapter 17 and verse 7, he says, I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for the generations to come. It is God committing himself. Therefore, a covenant constitutes God's special revelation to humanity. Hence, bringing or becoming a source of hope to us Christians. It is God who is telling us what he is about to do, what he will do to us. He brings himself to us, reveals himself and makes himself known to us in special ways. And God's covenant with humanity is God himself exercising pure grace and assisted by man's work. Where he says, I will be their God and they will be my people. We have not assisted God to say that. He himself, out of his grace and mercy, says, I will be their God. God reveals himself to humanity through covenants and covenant renewals. This can be traced both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, and it is a historical progression. Right from Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15, where we see the Edenic covenant, God making a covenant with Adam at the Garden of Eden. If you read Genesis 3, verse 15, you see it. It is the highest promise God making to human beings in the redemption path. The second one is in Genesis chapter 9 and verse 9, the Noachian covenant. Remember Noah and the ark. And in Genesis chapter 9 verse 9, God makes a covenant that is related to this preservation of the humanity, preservation of the seed. And then God goes ahead and makes another one, as I have seen, Genesis chapter 15 and verse 18, the Abrahamic covenant, promising Abraham that you will be the father of a great nation, blessings to Abraham's family and all those who will be written to Abraham. This blessing flows even to us today. The other one, the fourth one, is the in Exodus chapter 19 and verse 5 to 6, the Sinaitic covenant at Mount Sinai, where God declares that the Israel people will be his people, will be a chosen race, God's people, declaring them that you are my people. And then the fifth one is found in Numbers chapter 25, verse 12 to 13, the Levitical covenant. And this Levitical covenant was in reconciling men with God through the sacrifices that the priests were doing in the temple. The priestly atonement sacrifices, where animals were sacrificed for remission of sins and making it right with God. Where you think you want to say thank you to God, you come with a goat, and the priest will slaughter it or burn it as a burnt sacrifice. And you go home relaxed, knowing that God has forgiven you. It was through sacrifices at the temple. And then the sixth one, 2 Samuel chapter 23 and verse 5, the Davidic covenant. That covenant that God made with King David. This points to the messianic salvation through David's dynasty. It was to be, you know, when he says that in your family, in your home, there will be an everlasting pillar. You know, there is a song that is coming. Now you know I can't finish a sermon without a song. It is coming in my marathon. Gainero hajairo kanero Iwato kajero koryoa Nandone kerema tanaduma Siakomo giriago kakorungia Togo gayeta womutori Irei furai mumami gando Noa che
Mbele ya zimwa mtu waku Nake ivura umu aetekia Nake gaza kenu tuwa mozi.
And for David is told to it that in your house there is be a Peter.
Nake litumeke ume Jesu.
This is a messianic prophecy, covenant through David dynasty. In the old covenant, those covenants failed to work and God declared them not effective. Hence the new covenant, and it is the seventh one, the new covenant in Jesus Christ as a final and a pure sacrifice through the blood of Jesus Christ. And Paul in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 26 says, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. It is the covenant of the blood of Jesus Christ, and it is the covenant of grace. Praise the Lord. It is by the blood of Jesus that God reveals himself to us by the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Therefore, in the new covenant, as we renew our covenant, as we do a fresh start, remember these three things. One, God has been faithful in the past. Having a backward look, and when you look back, you will see God. Looking back the path you have come, see how God has been faithful. You know, at Shechem, Joshua is helping this congregation of Israelites to look back and see the great acts of God in their past. He is reminding them about the call of Abraham. He is reminding them about the works that he worked through Moses, crossing Jordan and entering Canaan, the victory over Ammonites, their blessings from Balaam, who was supposed to curse them, the victory over Jericho. He is telling them in verse 12 how God fought for them, how God slaughtered lions from the Ammonites and gave them lands and towers and vineyards without them raising even a bow or an arrow. Praise the Lord. He gave them for free. He's telling them, remember what the Lord has done for you. When you look back, you see the path you have come. When you look back 2018, from January to now, you see the hand of God. And also in the politics of Kenya, if you just remember January 2018, wakihesabu, tunahesabu. Wakirusha, tunarusha. Wakiapisha, tunaapisha nasi. Na tukaapisha, na ikawa hivyo. Lakini unafikiri ilikuwa nzuri sana? You think it was very beautiful? Somebody told me that at that time ya kuapishwa na kuapishana na kujiapisha, watu walikuwa airport wamebook tickets za kutoroka. Ndio kikiumana ya in Britain or in US or outside. Na mimi kwa sababu I have no ticket to fly out of this country, I made sure the vehicle is full tank. Kikiumana mulikuto kuringala. Oh, remember that we see the hand of God coming and giving us peace. Peace that we don't know where it came from, but we Christians, we know it came from God himself. This is the faithfulness of God. Joshua is telling them, look back and see the dangers. Even the psalmist is saying, if it were not for the Lord, they would have swallowed us alive. If it were not for the Lord, the flames would have swept us away. If it were not for the Lord,
He has done so much for me, and I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. He has done so much for me, and I cannot tell it all. He has done so much for me.
So when we are doing covenant renewal, we are looking back and telling God,
He has done so much for me. I cannot tell it all.
It is so much.
I cannot tell it all.
Remember how He has healed you. Remember how He has given you journey masses
so
to travel near and far. Remember how He has been faithful to your children, giving them medication. The graduations you have attended, the weddings of our children, our grandchildren, and everybody else in our family.
He has done so much for me, and I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. He has done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. He has done so much for me.
Number two, as we do covenant renewal, we remember that God expects us to renew our commitment to Him. You have seen His faithfulness. You have seen how He has been faithful the path that you have come. The many things that you remember due to achieve. You have seen Him. You are witness of what He has done in your life. Have an inward look. Look at yourself. Do an introspective exercise. A self-examination. A self-evaluation. Where have I not done well? Have I broken the promises? The New Year resolutions I did 2018 January, what did I do? Have I broken a promise? What sin have I not confessed before the Lord? And Joshua is telling them to confess. When he is telling them, throw away the foreign gods, he is telling them to confess their sins. What idol do I still hold? Is it my title, my position, my power, and go pushing everybody around because I'm too powerful? The positions I hold, the title of the parish minister, this does not scare God at all. Is it myself? Is it my greed, my pride, my arrogance? My whatever, you know. What God are you worshipping? Is it the God of a title? Is it the God of a position? Is it the God of greed, arrogance, pride, and all those things? Throw away those gods. Praise the Lord. Unaweza kuwa hujachonga kamungu, kamatope, ama kajiwe, ama kamuti, ukaweka kwa nyumba. You may not have done that. But the way you behave is as though you are worshipping another, a small god somewhere. Are you worshipping somebody, an individual, as God? Please, never worship me. Never try even one day to worship me. Worship God who has blessed you this far. Joshua is telling them, throw away, confess your sins. And you know, when you confess your sins, then you make a declaration. Like Joshua is declaring, you can forget about God, You can worship whatever God you want to worship. But as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. Hello? You are telling the person next to you, worship whatever you want to worship. But as for me, covenant in one saying, as for me, 2019, I will serve God. Praise the Lord. It doesn't matter the situation, the environment I am in. It may be very terrible. I may be very sick. My people may be very poor. I may have nothing. But as for me and my family, irrespective of the circumstances I am in, I will serve God. It's a fresh start. It's a fresh declaration. It's a looking forward. That I have looked back. I have seen the faithfulness of God. I have looked to myself. And I have seen where I have failed. I have confessed my sins. And now I look forward to serve God. Praise the Lord. To serve God. 2019, brothers and sisters, we have another chance to reaffirm our commitment, to reaffirm our faith to God every single day. But we have to destroy the sin that spoils our worship to God. In repentance, we are forgiven and we start again in our spiritual walk with God. It is looking forward. My prayer is that may God lead your steps every day in good and bad times of 2019. Once again, we come before the Lord and tell God, we come to confess our sins. I know there is a song that the youth choir always sing, that once again. I don't know the other ones, but I hear once again we come. Covenant renewal is coming once again to the Lord. It's coming again in the morning, in the noontime, in the evening, at night. It's coming again. And number three, in covenant renewal, you need remember that God's grace is sufficient. Joshua is telling the Israelites that God is holy and doing his work is not easy. We are sinners. We always, I told you the other day, my mother is a Tuktondreza lady. Your testimonies goes by this. I am a sinner, forgiven by the grace of God. We are sinners. The Bible says that we are fallen short of glory of God. That's what Paul is saying in Romans chapter 8. We have fallen short of the glory of God. And we are sinners. It is not easy to fulfill the covenant, to fulfill the pledge that he made before God. And oh God, 2019 I will serve you. I will never miss a district fellowship. God, 2019 I will never miss a meeting. God, 2019 I will not do what? You know what things we are talking about. I will not insult again. 2019 God, I will not call my children dogs and rabbits. What else? What else have you resolved to do 2019? It is not easy. It is easier said than done. Once again, a singer has sung, Siji ya rahisi ya kwenda biguni mapi yonayo maja ribu vikwazo vimotele lakini ninao mwokozi aliye nifia yabanisi la la suji yarahisi kute beana yesu kuongosa safari mazitu yarai shisha no no es no tamise no no kwa es no tamise Jesus walks beside me, and when turns the journey, and turns every hill, it's more than so. We are traveling to heaven for me. The thorns of our way is not a mystery, but the Savior is with us. His presence gives us joy every day. More is not a mystery. Jesus walks beside me, even in the plans that we have for 2019, there are many. Even the unknown of 2019. Even the many things that will face 2019. No, no, it's not. It's not easy even to fulfill not even one single covenant that you can make before the Lord. It's not even easy to fulfill what you are going to say here. But we have Jesus Christ who will enable us. Who will enable us to go through this year. Who will enable us to be victorious. Who is declaring that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Praise the Lord. We go to the covenant, to the new paved space. We have the prayers with us. We want to do those prayers so that God will start again with us as we commit 2019 before the Lord. As we commit this January to the Lord, as we commit February, as we commit March, as we commit each other, April, as we commit May to the Lord, June, July, as we commit August to the Lord, as we commit September, as we cross the financial year of this church in September, that is, as we commit October, November and December, we commit them to the Lord. That in whatever is holding in those months, God will give us the grace to go through and to be victorious. God of love and faithfulness
You have appointed our Lord Jesus Christ as mediator of a new covenant. Give us grace to join ourselves in a perpetual covenant with you. As we join, we take upon us the yoke of grand obedience and engage ourselves to seek and do your perfect will. We are no longer our own, but yours. My friends, the Christian life to